I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. It's that time.
Spring is finally here.
Bees I've seen, some bumblebees. I don't know which variety, whether it's a carpenter bee or a bumblebee or...
Well, you're probably seeing both. I haven't seen any bumblebees yet, but I've certainly seen carpenter bees around. And so far, just the males. You know, they're the ones with the white faces, so they're very distinctive as they're bombing around.
And they're looking for females eventually.
But eventually, yeah.
What are the they doing right now?
Well, they're just cruising around, staking out territories, looking for females. What else is there to do?
Getting a little something to eat.
Well, things are stirring around in my house, too.
Getting your tools together.
Yes, right. Getting ready. Well, the males aren't building anything or constructing anything. That's all the female's job.
Oh, okay.
But things are certainly stirring around in my house. My wife found the first brown marmorated stink bug wandering around in our bedroom last night. And I think we're among the lucky ones. There are people out there who have to deal with dozens, hundreds of darn things.
Like I've been dealing with the multicolored Asian lady bees.
No, there are those too. So far, those haven't wound up in my house yet. But one of the interesting insects I look forward to seeing every year in my house is a little tiny soft-winged flower beetle called Anthocomus equestris.
And why would you look for...
It's just something that showed up in the house when I first moved here and thought, wow, what is that?
And they become old buds, huh?
And it's like seeing an old friend. And I know that spring is here when they arrive. And you just see one walking in the wall or in the windowsill. And sure enough, the first one of those appeared just the other day, too.
I don't think I'm familiar with this. What do they look like?
They're very small, slender, bright red with a black smudge across their wing covers. I don't know much about the biology of these insects. They belong to a family of beetles, some of which are predators as larvae. And I'm wondering if there's something else living in our walls that these things eat. I know that after the remodel that we did almost 10 years ago, they're not nearly as common in the house as they used to be. Recently, I took my students from the University of Richmond out on a insect walk along the James River on one of our first warm spring days. And there was all kinds of activity out there. Saw the carpenter bees, saw some honeybees, azure blues, these little tiny bright blue butterflies that are zipping around. Of course, the cabbage whites, another common white butterfly that's first to pop out during warm days, and commas. Another orangish butterfly that usually you just see a flash across the trail. You can look for six-spotted tiger beetles. Saw my first one of the season the other day. Brilliant metallic green beetles on sunsplash trails.
Yes.
And you really have to be sharp-eyed to see them. Normally you see them land and then they will turn around and they use those big bulging eyes and they're facing you, watching you. And so you have to be fairly stealthy to get close enough to see them. If you have close-focusing binoculars, for you birders out there, bug watching is a great activity with those binoculars, and you can watch these beetles and butterflies and bees go about their business. But spring is finally here.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's Facebook page at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.